Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, appeal is building for adjustable rate mortgages and the newest take on electronic smoking. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Interest rates are falling again, and lenders are rolling out new types of adjustable-rate mortgages, many of which charge less than 3% interest.
It can be anywhere from a quarter to three-quarters of a percentage point lower than what you'd be paying for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
The Wall Street Journal's Anna Maria Andreotta says now those rates often are fixed for longer periods of time.
ARMs with interest rates that are fixed for as long as 15 years. In the past, the longest period of time that a rate was fixed for in ARMs was about 7 to 10 years.
Andreotis warns, however, that you probably don't want the fixed rate to run out before you move out.
If you're considering an ARM, what you want to probably do is find the ARM that has a fixed rate that's locked in for the amount of time that you plan to stay in the home.
As we continue, cigarettes go even higher tech.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
More smokers who have transitioned from cigarettes to e-cigarettes now are making the move to refillable, customizable contraptions called vaporizers.
Basically, a larger e-cigarette is about the size of a fountain pen. It's got a bigger battery, and it's got a bigger tank for holding the liquid that gets heated that produces the vapor that you inhale.
The Wall Street Journal's Mike Esterill adds that the nicotine hit is bigger, too. Plus, they produce a bigger cloud of vapor, and they're cheaper. Mike says some customers prefer the vaporizers to traditional e-cigarettes because it gives them more options.
You can buy sort of a starter kit with all the components, the cartridge that holds the liquid, and then you could buy some liquid battery charger. But you can buy sort of individual components. You can customize it.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.